Hello, this is Leslie Scarra. I'm founder and CEO of Merlin Development, and this is my second podcast for prepared foods focusing on technical issues. It's entitled, A Strategy to Reduce Sodium in Processed Foods. First, a bit of personal background so you can have a context for my comments. I like salt, personally, a lot. I can think of few things that taste better than a perfectly salted Lay's potato chip. But the other day, as I ate my prepackaged sandwich on a recent airline flight, I was overwhelmed by its saltiness. A heart-stopping statistic, if you'll pardon the pun, is that roughly 75% to 80% of U.S. sodium consumption comes from processed foods. With 30 years of experience in the food industry, I recognize that developers are not maliciously adding sodium to processed foods. So I'm realizing that there must be some basic development process that drives us to include relatively high sodium levels in food. Data from Dr. Gary Beauchamp of the Monell Chemical Senses Institute recently helped me to understand what that driver might be. He explained that we have innate preferences for salty, sweet, and umami tastes, that these tastes are biological indicators of the presence of necessary nutrients in food, and that these preferences can be demonstrated in newborns. He also explained that different populations of consumers have very different preferences for salty taste. One example he offered was that the acceptance of salty taste was inversely related to birth weight, and that 5 years later, this relationship still persisted. Another example showed that if consumers were acclimated to high salt levels, they preferred high salt levels. If acclimated to lower salt levels, they preferred those. But here's where it gets interesting. People who preferred high salt levels and then were subjected to a lower salt regime for 6 weeks or more